Beginning of our daf, Masechta Baba Kama, daf Mem Hey, beginning of our basic, and Tosfos Mazda begins Gemara. The opening words of the sixth parak of the Mishnah of a kind of tzein l'dir. Someone brings in sheep into the pen, which Tosfos is bothered by a question. He says, Zaha Yiro L'shanes Leil. This Mishnah that opened up this whole discussion should have been taught previously. But Hadimil D'Shar, when it was talking about the first of the Arba of us, when all these past parakim were talking about Mazik of Shar, Lohayla Havzik Mil D'Bar, shouldn't have interrupted Mazik of the past Mishnah and suddenly go back to the Mazik of an animal again of Shar. So it says, El Agav Tana, Nafla Bar, Vehavish Memav. It's only because we spoke about the mission of Anzayim and Beis. Regarding when an ox falls into a pit and it ruins the water, which is the Mazik of Shar, but it's mentioned that then regarding a pit. So turn about some Mil Debar, and then afterwards the Halakh is a bar, and now it's going back to Shar. Or now you could say a different approach. Mil Debar, Rol, Shan, the truth is, no. The Mishnah is a bar really is appropriate before this mission of this parak. Before we teach the halachas of Shmira, which is after the halach of knowing the Dal Mazik. And the truth is, the Gam Dini Eish, really the Mazik of Eish, which is going to be taught later on, Hayur Lishan Tzchila should also have been taught first. And Agav did not only because the Mishnah said that in Bezim and Al Kizal Kedoba Bar. Once we talk about the Mazik of Eish, we said about covering the pit. Appropriately, the Hutzach Laska didn't say we could. So we have to mention the halachas of opening a pit and digging a pit. Shemitah because that's what the pasuk told me. So then Nama Hachta not but Nekudos. So we mentioned about covering it appropriately. So you're talking about also locking the door appropriately in front of the animal. Next, just not the beginning of the Nifchot Sabalayla. One of the cases of Mishnah was if the wall broke down in the middle of the nighttime. The owner's going to be potter. So Tzayis Bali says I'm about the tunnel. Although already said this idea, not but Nekudos potter. If you lock the door appropriately, you're going to be exempt. So what's the chiddush of this? You did it appropriately. So what's the idea of nivitz balayla? No, it's you have to say nivitz balayla patah that if it broke down the wall at night, you're going to be patah because kedidag prepare come like the gemara's medayik on daf yudam and av. It's only at nighttime. It'll be yom, but at daytime chayv would be liable. Why? What do you mean? I locked appropriately because the color is limel. So word gets out. Mustami yudash nivitz. Presumably he knew that it broke, and then you got to get down. Although you did it properly, you got to go and get your animal and rein it in. Inami, or another approach you could say is that Balayla the Chiddush is at night, to Mafilin Nightlish and Nifritza, even if he finds out that it broke, the animal went out, in the middle of the nighttime, in the darkness, he doesn't have to go more than what's necessary after it to try to rein it in, and that's the Chiddush, Nifritza Balayla, that even if he does know about it, he's still going to be pot. Next says, Matabin the Gemara, Ishin Petsu Listim, or bandits went and broke open the wall. What's the Chiddush of this? So, again, it's Ainis, in other words, it's not Pshir, he did what he had to do. No, basically, we have to tell you that for a list of the term, so that even the bandits are exempt, Kshleitzu. In contrast to the later case, when they don't actively take it out themselves, to say, yes, Potter is on everyone, including the bandits. Next says, Matabin the Gemara, Matan the Muid Bishmir Bechuz the Sagala. Who's the town of a Mishnah that held that by a Muid? That inferior type of a shmira is going to be enough. Now, says Tysus, why are you picking? Why is the Gemara picking mood? Leboy lememet is answering. Leboy lememet they must mean the Gemara didn't want to say the mission is bematam bema mood, and therefore you could take the Rabbi Zvinyak and break down the head, which on the mema beis, which was he holds yeah both tam and mood is enough for shmira. So why are we saying only the mandama that by mood? Because the mashmalay the masnitin by mood look like because the Gemara understood that the mission is only talking about by mood. Why? I mean they're not good sign. In fact, they were picking sheep. Dein regilis lias ben karen. It's not normal for a sheep to be kamenosel hazik to have so to speak the mazik of horns. El shem regil only shem regil because shem regilis is kamenosel hazik. They don't have intention to damage the chadayk b'samach. The Gemara infers this later on. And the Sri Gemara, moreover, and the Gemara held, hashed at this point, the mood of Shem Regal, that the mood of Shem Regal is Kamud the Karen. Because according to Mekir, the baby Shem Mood the Karen, because as at least at this point, the Gemara, just like he holds, you have to have a superior Shemir by the mood of Karen, by Shem Regal, also a superior one. Now, Avagav the Karen, Kroy, Ksiv, although by Karen we know it from Sukkim. Yeah, but Nilmud Sassim, in the first, we would learn out what's unspecific from what is specific. But more of the cool nizikim said by Karen, all the damages are written after Karen. The kaima who did shmir, I'm a fishman. Then we would say that the shmir that you have by Karen would apply by all the other moadim, including shem direk. Next to smat the bin zimava. So who's the town? Rabbi Yehuda. Tzas Tamer says it's a little bit of a wonder because the Yehuda Dorsh Lel he expanded on the main base of Yishmerenu that he used the pasuk Yishmerenu for something else to sell you lezebul alacha, but this one and not for someone else and not for this drasha of like what the Gemara is saying of that it's enough when it's just a shmir pechusa. So how could he be the town? Next, this master begins with the words of the Gemara. There's four mazik and the Torah minimizes their shmir. Now, I've got a little bit of parak based, although previously on Daf Chofim and based on the way the Gemara wanted to say that the Shein v'Regel Chai B'Shuz Rabim, that they're going to be the mazik is going to be obligated, liable in the public domain, mikabachem mekaren, from the kabachem mekaren, and chayim belemel melech. And the Gemara also wants to learn out the opposite way, lemifter karen b'shus rabim, to exempt karen in b'shus rabim, mishen b'rekel b'kabachemer, which if they're putter for sure karen, he love kroy, if not for the fact that we had pesukim. And Tais bothered, but lepachim, the Gemara doesn't ask and say, wait a second. Well, how could you learn out? Okay, you can learn out Karen from Shem Regal. Shem Regal has minimized in its obligation of its Shmira. So maybe that's why it's going to be exempt from Shazam. So it says, no, that's not a question. You can't ask for Shmira on payment. Payment is their Mohammer. Shmira, they might not be. Or you know, another part you could say is Kabbalah Ben Yaakov. Somebody says that, meaning that it's going like Kabbalah Ben Yaakov. That Amma Echatam Echad Mulet Tzaykes B'Shmei Pechusa. That so therefore that everyone has Shmei Pechusa, and therefore that wouldn't be a point of differentiation between Keren and Shem Beregel. Now he says, "Not to begin the Gemara Hakisol Pater." Sounds like, but if you covered the pit, that's enough. So you see, it's a Shmei Pechusa is enough of the Mazik above. And Timon says, "This is to ask the second lecturer." Says, "Begin to say, wait a second, but didn't Bekisim Ula Harba Kama? Maybe who said it's a Shmei Pechusa? Maybe it's a superior covering that you're putting on." And the Ritchmir Mula. If a chidim can say Lamali Kra, then why then you say, what do we need a pasik for a Belechiso? Well no, you the second time you would have thought to say the tongue. That no, because maybe it's not enough to cover. You would think you have to actually fill it up with earth, because I'm like the most of Nunim and Aleph. There's something that we can say is no, the Pshitle, it was obvious to the Gemara, the case of Ula, that if you would be doing a superior covering, Ketomli, but that would be like filling it up with earth. And therefore that's not an option that it's saying a superior covering. Or Inami, another approach is Hishva Hakosab Hakurla Pesach. The pasuk it says ki yiftach and ki yichre yishbar. The pasuk is equating the one who digs to the one who's opening. Now peseach. Now you could have a case where a guy opens up a pit shematzim b'chusa that he found it covered b'kisui with a covering ki einshmei b'chusa like an inferior type of covering. So mstamalach mir love l'chasayis b'kisim uli yizim narishin. And so it's not logical to say that the guy who had opened the west now covered has to do bigger covering than the first guy who had only covered it with a shmei b'chusa. And v'lema kosta b'leich, and so therefore, and that's what we're comparing to the koyel. V'lema kosta b'leich hasenu el b'kisachishin. It doesn't say he didn't cover it, meaning only at the covering that it was originally cut with. And v'pesech v'koyel, koyel b'shabbat, they're all equal. And if that's the case, so you see that shmir pechusa is enough by bar. B'kun just much from Rashi, it sounds like that no, the whole kisa, that every covering at the tumble until you actually fill it up, chashiv shmir pechusa. So there is no shmir me'ula according to Rashi. The question of text doesn't even start. Every covering is considered an inferior type of a shmir. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara, that it sounds like that you're not chayiv for shein until you do like a beer, like you actively feed the animal the food. Now, Tais bothers it. I've got beer, but no, though, in the Gemara, the beginning of the Masechta, and I've given off the Shin Min A, actually enough from the word of beer, Azlamimela, that it goes by itself. So who's it going on? Is it going on the animal, or it's going on the owner? Kamakam, however, says Tais, like Sibi, Biara, it doesn't say with a hey, Shemamina, the Adam Namikoi, that it's also going on the owner. And that it's only chayiv if he went and actively fed it. Although it's also going on the animal. This must have begun with the words of the Gemara, Ilim, because the Bari, if we're talking about a strong will, but Dina other Namlechad, then you should be liable for also, not just Dina Shemaim, it should be in the courts also, which Parish 3 explains, what are you being liable for? Klesel, meaning on the wall, which was a strong will that he destroyed. Because now, Behemoth Adilim Chayv, the Pizza Gedal Alma, you're not going to be liable for an animal by just breaking open the wall, then they're all Gram of Alma. There's only indirect cause, you're not liable in Dina Adam with a Gram of Alma. Yes, Shvam, Shakas Ben Behedia, Klesel, you're right, there's certain texts that explicitly say, that you would be chayv on the wall. And that's the situation that Megan say, Nehida chayv okay, so although you're liable for the wall, but Neymar, the part of Medina Adam, koi behema. Maybe say that it's still a good option to say, because you could say part of Medina Adam, and because that would just be going on the case of the animal. So why is this not a good pshat? The Hashem says, you can say, no, the Leshachal Mesti part of Medina Adam, you can't say the words, is you're exempt from the court punishment, if there would be any liability, either with the animal or the wall. So therefore, it's obvious that it wouldn't be able to be by Kaisel Bar. Now, it says, when the Gemara answers that it's a shaky wall, now, even though it's not similar, to be liable on the wall, because it's so shaky, it's going to fall even with a common wind, even with uncommon wind. So Tez is bothered by the question. He says, "So wait a second. How could you say Chay b'din Yishmaim?" So Tez, no, come back and check the misni. There would still be applicable to say that you're Chay b'din Yishmaim. You're liable at the hands of heaven because kibin she yesh davar. Since there is something shu chay, but that you are liable. Like for example, an animal. And the hashda as a shabbat now makes sense. The nakat b'fnei behemis chaveroi. The words are that he broke the wall in front of his friend's animal. Why don't you just say straight, if you break the wall of his friend, because the truth is, because you're actually not liable for the wall, because it's like we explained. This is later on. What would you say? Give him Mr. Koi, since it's meant to be demolished. Mike, but what you do? Mashmit sounds like the chayv b'day shemayim koi namikar. Sounds like that, but that the libel of b'day shemayim is going also on the wall, because you're saying, well, what do you do? Why are you liable for the breaking down? What mean that you are? I thought you're not chayv for the wall. Since this is meant to examine the whole comment, this is what the Gemara is saying. Give him Mr. Koi, since it's to be broken down, meaning shabayil mitzvah l'saisrei, that the owners are obligated to demolish it. People. So you would have thought to say the cholakoyim mitzvah, whoever merits to do the mitzvah merits, and that is v'ein lezel anichem lister, and that he should not stop from demolishing the wall b'shul behemis chavei because of his friend's animal, that the animal might go and cause damage. Should not be even on the animal. My son is saying that no, ultimately, although you're part of the wall, because the mister koy, but for the animal you will be chayv. Or in another part you can say claim. In other words, what it's to say is the mister. It's not that the guy has to demolish it. It was the maple coin that it was going to collapse. So for that, you're not going to be, that's what I'm saying. So what you do in regards to the wall, and not just to the wall, meaning to the animal too, because it would have collapsed on its own anyway. So that's what the Gemara is asking, that yes, that not for the wall, because that would say you're part of it, why you shouldn't even for the animal. And look at this in the 9th, the Maschel Benizikin.